Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Siman Shin Samaches. We are on page Reish Lamed Dalad, which is the page following 466. Siman Shin Samaches is im achar she'eruv niskalkel ha'eruv. The halachos, if the eruv gets ruined after it was made already. Says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, eruv, if they prepared an eruv, v'achar kach niskalkel ha'eruv, and then the eruv gets messed up. Uba echad mibnei ha'chotzer lachzer l'sakno, and then one of the members of the chotzer comes to fix up the eruv. Imbo lo'arev mimin ha'rishon, if he comes to fix up the eruv with the same min that was being used originally, the same type of bread, afilu kola, even if it was completely gone, the original one, Eino Tzarech Lahudiyah, he does not need to inform the other members of the Chatzar, V'afilu Ma'arev Aleihem Mishalahem, and he's even allowed to take the bread from their houses and use their bread without informing them. V'inbo La'arev Mimin Acher, but if he comes to fix up the Erev using a different type of bread, so then it depends. In Kola HaRishon, if the first Erev is finished, it's gone, Tzarech Lahudiyah Lahem Im Ma'arev Mishalahem, then if he's going to take from their houses, their bread, he would need to inform them. But if he's using his own bread and being mezaka on behalf of everyone, Eino tzarach lohodiyam klal, he does not need to inform them at all. V'im lo kol harishon, but if the first min was not totally finished up, elo nismai, they just got smaller, af al pishem ma'orev mishalahem, even though he's taking from their stuff to use for the eruv, eino tzarach lohodiyam, he does not need to inform them. Says the Mishaburah Sivkatan Aleph, lachzor l'sakno, again, we're talking about a case of the eruv, the food that was prepared from all the members of the chatzar together, and then it got niskalkel, and one of the members of the chatzar is coming to fix it up. Says the Mishaburah that Mayri b'Shabbos Rishon. We're talking about over here where he's trying to fix it up for the first Shabbos the Erev is going to be used. V'niskalkel kodem she'nichnas ha'Shabbos, and the Erev got ruined before Shabbos started. The ilu niskalkel achar she'kfar nichnas ha'Shabbos, if the Erev got messed up after Shabbos already started, ein tzarech shum tikun l'Shabbos zo, you do not need any fixing for the Shabbos, afilu kfar kola v'neva l'gamri. Even if the Erev is finished, it's totally gone, since it was there when Shabbos started, we're good to go. Ule inyan Shabbos shnia, and in terms of the second Shabbos, afdi im kvar kola legamri tzorach l'arev michadash, even though it's true, if the Erev is gone totally, you would need to make a new Erev for the second Shabbos, halo al kol ponim, but at the very least, b'nishtayir afilu kol shu, if there's even a little bit left over of the initial Erev, ein tzorach shum tikun, you would not need to fix anything up, even for the coming Shabbosos. Kevon dehoi since during Ben Hashmashos of the first Shabbos there was a proper shear for the Erev, so subsequent Shabbosos, as long as there's something remaining, it's going to be good. We'll see later on in the Siman in Sivdalin. And that which is mentioned by the Mechaber in the last line of our Sif, and if the first Erev was not completely ruined, Ela Nismaid, even if he's taking from their food to contribute to the Erev, he does not need to inform them. The only way that law makes sense, that there's something remaining from the Erev and he has to fix it up, so it has to be like we're saying, the only time that you would have to fix up an Erev that got smaller in its size is only if it's before the first Shabbos. Because like we said, if it was on the first Shabbos, once it's good when Shabbos starts, it doesn't have to be fixed up. If there's something remaining, then even future weeks it doesn't have to be fixed up. So the only way it's nogea to talk about im lo kol rishon, afal bishem arev mishalem, in the last line, has to be talking like the Mishabura saying that this sif is discussing when the Erev gets ruined before it takes effect the first Shabbos. So then the din was, if he comes to make the Erev from the same min as the original Erev that got ruined was made out of, so we said in the Mechaber, afilu kola, even if the first one was gone, eino tzarech lohodiyah, he does not need to inform, sifkatan beiz, meaning l'sha'olam, he doesn't need to ask them, im yisratzu lazeh, if they are pleased with this, demukminon acheskosei, because we could establish their willingness of being part of the Erev on the chazaka, devada yisratzu kula mimin zeh, kemoshin yisratzu mitchila, for sure they're all going to want to contribute to this Eruv from this Min the same way they did Mitchila, and therefore even if he's Ma'ariv Misha Lahem from their own stuff, he does not need to inform them. But if he comes to be Ma'ariv from Min Acher, Sivkat and Gimel, Kigon Shaya Mitchila Paschitim, originally the Eruv was made out of wheat, the Achshav Rotza La'ariv Mipas Sa'orim, and now he wants to make the Eruv out of barley, so then we said it depends. Im Kol HaRishon HaMachaber said if the first one is gone, and he wants to initiate a new Eruv with a new Min, so then he needs to inform them if he's being Ma'ore from their stuff. Sivkat and Dalid. Tzarech Lahodiyam Lahem L'sholam, he has to ask them, the Kevon Shekvar Kol HaMin HaRishon, since the first Min is gone, Havilei Kim Ma'ariv L'chavchila, it's like making an initial Eruv, and therefore he must ask them if he is going to be taking the food from theirs. V'kosa B'mayim Mordechai, the Mordechai writes, the Dafka B'bayis HaPasurach L'shnei Chatzeros. This you have to ask them, if you're doing a new Min, is only if the house that they live in is open to two courtyards. To lo yadinan behei nichale, that we don't know which one he prefers. Aval pasuach lechatzer echa, but if his house is only open to one chatzer, zuchusu lo, the Erev is considered a zuchus for him, ve'ein tzarech daito, you do not need his permission. Ve'chein kosu shari achronim, and so too write the other achronim. Continues the Mishabur and Sefkot and Hay. So the Mechaber then said, if the first Min was ruined, and now he wants to use another Min, so then if he uses their food, then he has to ask them. But if he's using his own food, he does not need to inform them. Sefkot and Hay, Lefi Shebevada Yisratzu, because for sure they're going to want Shia Arev Aleihem, that he'll cover them with the Erev, Bechol Haminim Sheirtza, with whatever Min he wants. Kevon Shehem Einam Nosnim Klum, since they're not contributing anything from their own, Ukfar Nisratzu La'arev Yacha, they already showed a willingness to join the Erev, because they joined the initial Erev, and now that you're fixing up with another Min and they don't have to pay any money or give any bread, you're taking care of it, for sure they're going to be fine and you would not need to inform them. But then the Mechaber said, Vim lo kala harishon el nismait, if the original Eruv did not get totally ruined, it just got smaller, so cut on vav, me shir ha-mefurish ha-kamam, b'sev gimel, got smaller than the proper shear that we're going to see shortly in sev gimel, umarish en nismait kodim shenichlas ha-shabbos, and once again, like we said before, we're discussing a case where the shear got smaller before Shabbos started, kemosha kasadnu b'sev cut on aleph. So then the din is, as the Mechaber said, afal pi shem ba'arev mishalahem, even though you are taking food from their houses, eino tzarech lahodiyam, you do not need to inform them. Says the Mishaburas of Katan Zayed, to bevada yisratzu lahashlum ha'erev. Since some of the erev is still around, they just got too small, so now they're just being mashlim, for sure they are going to want it, and therefore you would not need to ask them. Continues the Mechaber in Siv Beis, nitosvu dayorim b'chatzer, if new people move into the chatzer, im habayis pasuach l'shtei chatzeros, if the house that they bought is opened up to two different chatzeros, so then you need to inform them. Maybe they prefer to be part of the other chatzer, not part of this chatzer. So if you want to take their food and join them, you would have to get their permission. Says the Mishabura Sekotun Ches, Nitos v'dayorim, Shalohayu be'ez hanochas ha'erev, new people move in that were not there when the Erev was initially placed. Sekotun Tes im habayis, says the Mishabura, I'm going to give a short introduction. For who, and that is, Kaimalon, we hold the Ma'arvin Eruve Chatzeros Shalom Midas, that you can make an Eruv Chatzeros even without the Das of certain people. There's a Chusu. Because an Erev Chatzeros is considered a schus, v'zachin la'adam shalo b'fanav, and you could do a schus for someone even not in front of him, even without his knowledge. Mikol makom im yesh b'chatzer bayis ha'pasuach l'shtei chatzeros, but if you have in this chatzer a house that's really open to two chatzeros, se'ein ma'ervin b'shvilo shalo b'yediyaso, so then you can't be ma'arev for him without his knowledge. T'shema eino chafetz klal la'arev b'chatzazo, maybe this person does not really want to join together with this Erev in this chatzer. Im anoshim Elu with these people, Ela b'chatzer acheres, maybe he prefers the other chatzer to get closer to those people and not to these people, so there you can't say it's be'etzim eschus. V'ka'omer ha-mechaber, the mechaber is saying over here, d'zeh ha-din shayach gamkem benitosu dayorim b'chatzer, this same din is shayach also with new people that are moving into the chatzer. D'hosafa zo gamkem k'tchilas erufu, this additional hosafa is also like an initial eruv. V'tzarech lasos eruv dafka b'idiyosam, and you would have to make the eruv specifically with their knowledge. Aval shelo b'idiyosam lo, but without their knowledge you cannot do it. V'afilu im ma'arev atam mishelo, even if you are making the eruv with your own stuff on behalf of them, maybe again they don't want to be joining so close with the members of this chatzer, and therefore you would have to inform them and get their permission. However, v'yesh mekilin, that are those who are lenient, that if you're supplying the food on behalf of someone else, you can always do it without his knowledge. Veda'od, you should know further, that which we hold, that you can make an eruv chatzeros without the das of some people. There's also differing opinions amongst the poskim. Some say that which you could do without the permission of others is only if you are supplying the bread and they don't have to pay any money. That's when you can do it without their das. V'yesh poskim desavri, and there are those poskim that hold, d'yucha l'arev afilu mishalahem below daitam. And some say you can even do it without their das, using their food and not your food. Then mistoma misratzim lozeh, because we could assume mistoma they want to join in that erev even with their own food. V'ayim b'mashe kasadnu l'el b'simen shin samel zayin b'bir alocha. Look what we discussed earlier in simen shin samel zayin in the bir alocha. We'll stop here and continue mitzvah Hashem next time with Sif Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.